Can you talk about having been a teammate of Tom Brady's, how you've seen him improve in his 11th season, and if he stole your ring back in 2001?
Well, first, yeah, he did steal my ring, and I'm still waiting around for, you know, to get mine. But, you know, Brady, in college, you know, he was a guy that, you know, he worked hard, and you knew he would be good, you know, but who knew he'd be, you know, where he is now. But he was a guy that, you know, always worked at his craft, and you knew what kind of competitor he was. You know, he was a guy that, you know, whether we were getting ready for practice and he was trying to lead the offense, or whether we were at a rec center playing basketball, you know, he was a competitive guy, so you knew he had that in him as well. And I think over the years, he's just, you know, continued to get better. I think that's what you have to do in this league, and he's done that.
Did he have any game?
Not really, not really.
Can you fast forward a little bit and just talk about, in particular, what you've seen from him on film during this five-game win streak the Patriots are on? I mean, he's his completion percentage, and he just is running this offense so efficiently right now.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he's deadly accurate, and, you know, he's making all the throws. Guys, you know, his receivers are getting open for him, and they're making plays after the catch, you know, getting in space and having some mismatches there, and he's just hitting them, and he's hitting them all over the field, you know, whether they're short passes, long passes, intermediate. He's making all the throws.
Did you look at any film of this offense, the four games this season when Randy Moss was here? And if you did, does it look different now without him?
Yeah, it's much different. I mean, I watched some of those games, you know, the games that were televised. I haven't watched the film on them. And I think they're definitely a different team now. I think the ball is spread out even more. So then, you know, when he was there, you know, he was a target of a lot of passes. But now it's just, it's all over the place, you know. You know, every week it's all the guys are getting, you know, four or five catches. So, you know, he's spreading it around a lot more. And the offense is just clicking right now for him.
Joe, how much do you have on your plate defensively? Like, as a corner, how much would you say you're allowed to do? Is it everything? I mean, do you have as much on your plate as maybe any defensive player you guys have?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm, you know, just used a lot of different ways. You know, I move around a lot on the defense. I'm outside, at corner, inside, nickel, dime at times. You know, I've lined up at safety, and, you know, I blitz, cover, and, you know, pretty much do it all. So I think as much as anybody, you know, probably in the league, really, you know, I do. But it's something that I love doing. I have fun out there when I'm playing that way.
When did you get to the point in your career when it could be like this? It wasn't like this as a rookie and second-year guy, was it?
Say it again.
When did you get to the point in your career when you could take on so much responsibility?
Well, I've always been that kind of player, but, you know, when I was early on in my career, you know, playing in Oakland, all we played was man-to-man, you know, and that was all we did. You know, so there wasn't much moving around. You know, you had a guy, and that was it. So getting, you know, with the coach and a coordinator that, you know, likes to do different things and, you know, likes to, you know, show different looks and play some zone and, you know, fire zones and all those sorts of things, you get an opportunity to move around and, you know, be put into some positions where you can make plays. So, you know, the difference is just the coaching and having somebody that, you know, runs that style of defense.
Charles, you said that, and you obviously didn't know what the Brady would turn into the quarterback that he has turned into, and I'm sure nobody really saw that, even in 2002 or whatever. But when you were a teammate with him in college, did you see the makings of a great quarterback, a very good quarterback, or what did you think that he could turn into?
I thought he'd be good. You know, I thought the times, you know, in practice when he would get in, you know, he's always had that command, you know, for the huddle, you know, so I think guys respected him, you know, first and foremost. And, you know, he was a guy that was always comfortable, I think, in that pocket and could make all the throws. I think, coming out, there was a misconception about him throwing the ball and he couldn't throw deep and all these different things, but that's not what we saw. You know, we saw just a young guy, you know, that was waiting around for an opportunity. And, you know, it didn't come around for a while. And then he, I think, ended up having a split time, you know, his last year there, you know, which I'm sure he didn't want to do, but he did it. And finally got his opportunity, you know, in the NFL, and, you know, he's run with it. So you
weren't hoping they would put in Drew Henson?
Say it again.
You weren't hoping they would put in Drew Henson?
Not well, you know, I was gone by the time he even got his shot, you know. Greasy was a quarterback when, you know, we won a championship, and then, you know, Brady didn't get a chance until after I was gone.
Charles, there's been some comparisons between Joe Montana and just the style of quarterback. Do you see it? And who is the best passer in today's game?
Yeah, well, I think Brady's won, you know, as far as quarterbacks are concerned. And, yeah, I guess there are some similarities. Just, you know, Joe Montana was Joe Cool, and Brady's no different. You know, watching him on film and, you know, watching games when they're on television, you know, the way he drops back and he sits in that pocket, you know, as if there's no rush coming. And if somebody gets to him, you know, he calmly steps up in the pocket. And if he has to get out of the pocket, he does that as well. But there's no panic in his game, you know, so... And he's a winner, and Joe was a winner as well. So I guess that's the most, you know, the greatest comparison between the two.
You kind of mentioned it at the beginning a little bit, but if it snows on Sunday, which it may, do you think you'll be having flashbacks to Tuck Rule game?
You know, I've had that flashback more times than I would like. You know, catch that game on you know, Classic. You know, football channel sometimes, and, you know, just that's a bad memory for me, you know, but you know, it is what it is. And, you know, this week we're just gonna concentrate on trying to get this win, you know, whether it snows or not.
Was that a fumble?
You know what, let me ask you that question. Was it a fumble?
I was only 18, so my football knowledge was...
I don't know how old you were. Was that a fumble?
I'm going to go with the referee on that one.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. All right.
Hey, Charles, let's
understand.
Wondering where A-Rod is, and if you guys expect him to play. Is he, you know, close to getting back, or do you think he might sit this one out?
You know, I don't know. You know, this is you know, the second time it's happened to him, and I know they're going to, you know, go through some extensive evaluation with him. But, you know, this is in this game, you know, guys, they want to be on the field. So, I mean, my gut would be really is that he would play. But, of course, that's up to, you know, doctors, and then ultimately up to him, but whether or not he feels up to it. But just knowing, you know, guys in this league in general, you know, especially a guy like A-Rod, you know, he's going to do everything he can to play. But, again, what do I know?
What's it going to be like covering Deion Branch? You covered him, you know, when he was with Seattle. Have you seen different things from him since he's been here and how effective he's been for the Patriots with Tom?
Yeah, well, I just think he fits perfect, you know, for what they do. You know, they spread you out, and they get those quick passes, you know, to the receivers, and then they, you know, they're good, like I say, with yards after the catch. And, you know, he's one of those, you know, those quick receivers, you know, that can get in and out of breaks, you know, very quickly. And like I say, that complements their offense well for what they try to do. So, you know, he just fits in well with them.
Would you rather cover him or Randy Moss? I mean, I know they're totally different, but what's more of a challenge for you?
But, I mean, I think the bigger challenge is always a guy with the speed of a Randy, mm-hmm. you know. But like I say, in this offense, the harder receiver is going to be to cover a guy like Branch, a guy like Welker, you know, those quick guys who get in and out of space very well, get in and out of their cuts very well. So, you know, for what this team is doing, I mean, he's a better fit.
Charles, what happened to you guys on Sunday against the Lions?
You know, I just think it was bad football. You know, bad football on our part. You know, really in all phases. Well, I guess the bright spot would be special teams. They played good game. But you know, we just defensively we played well. You know, for you know almost the whole game and gave up a late score. Offensively, couldn't punch it in. And you know, but I think it just we just played bad football.
Charles, I know how impatient you are for that ring and with what you guys had on the line. Was that disappointing for you guys to come out and play like you did against the Lions?
Yeah, it's very disappointing from the standpoint that, you know, everybody here knows, you know, that we don't really have any room for error. You know, Patriots beat Chicago, which, you know, would help us out, and all we need to do is win our game, you know. So every game is an important game for us, and this one here is going to be even bigger than the last one. So it was very disappointing not helping ourselves out in our cause, you know, and trying to just get to the playoffs, you know. So that game was very disappointing.
Do you have you talked to Tom this week? Do you guys text, or do you have anything riding on this game with him?
No, I have not talked to him this week, but I'll probably shoot him a text later on in the week as we get ready to travel that way. No, I have not to this point.
Okay, thanks a lot, Charles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.